And we're back. Second half of the fastest hour in radio. You can participate. 844-967-2789. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Yeah, I am trying to not lose my head. And that kind of music just gets me feeling good again. It really does, because it's like, these guys knew a long time ago that wrote all this music. You know, we're talking 70s, you know, 70s, 80s, you know, they just, social issues were, you know, front and center. And now it's like, oh, social diseases front and center.
Yeah, you bring up the power of music, though. What about Jeff's, right?
Yes. Thanks for sponsoring this fine show, Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton, Wisconsin. And you can go to jeffsguitar.com. Give him a call, man. He's got a nice studio, you know, all kinds of great ideas. He gives lessons. Let's see. He also has certificates for fixing, repairing any instruments you might have or taking lessons. And quite the range, a wide variety of guitars on there. And if you like dogs, hey, which I do. Everywhere I go to Evan's house too, our engineer. And he's got a dog and two cats. And it's like just, here I am, walking around seeing everybody's animals. And I guess that is probably why I feel so bad, you know, and that's part of January for me, seeing everybody losing all these, oh, most of their lifelong pets and things like that really hurts, you know. I've been there. We all have. But I will use that to understand that, yeah, there's other pets that want to finish some life with you too. So I always make sure, it's like Hellboy. You know, you start out with those two things, right? Kill one, two more come back. Start out with two cats. One dies, get two more. You may have to move in a decade. Well, they're all fixed. I don't mean it that way. But unfortunately, a lot of our pets, you know, mean so much to us and they're gone. Speaking of pets, pet of Wisconsin, you know, Ron Johnson, when he talks about, well, we shouldn't use taxpayer money to, you know, take care of these kids and what he's really talking about, I guess, I don't know how, what color you have to be to understand that that's, you know, racist and based against people that are poor and people that aren't married, you know, because those people are far, you know, beneath the Ron Johnson types, right? Please. Nobody takes care of legislator kids more than the taxpayers do, with the salary, with the pension, with all the benefits. Come on, tell me, are your kids suffering, Ron, any of the legislators' kids that we all take care of, which we absolutely do? Everything that, all your money comes from us. We're raising your damn families? That's pretty disgusting.
Is that a social program?
Yes, it is. It's okay. Social welfare. You know, it's welfare for the wealthy, man, and the powerful, and the racist, and the ignorant, you know. But the funny part is a lot of these people don't, they don't get any fruits or rewards from supporting that thinking. They just feel better about themselves, again, because they are Cro-Magnon. And, you know, when you're Cro-Magnon, that means, you know, we need to help you guys a lot. But it's kind of hard to help you when you don't let us, right? We don't care what you want to do within the laws. You know, if there's a law for this, you can go hunting. I'm not going to stop you from hunting. But if you're going to start abusing and killing animals that shouldn't be hunted, yeah, I'm not going to do it. Bears and wolves and, oh, tigers, oh my. I always cheer for the animal in a confrontation where it's life and death for both people involved. And, oh, the bear won. The elephant won. Yes. Yes, those things could crush us all if we didn't have guns. Guns are the greatest thing ever, right? You know, yeah. See something that you can't manage, you just shoot it, you know. See those leftists out there, use that Second Amendment right on it. Well, you know, it goes both ways, you idiots. And don't think that, you know, you want to start a war and stuff, that people aren't going to stand up and defend themselves or their families. But you guys are the end of democracy, have been since, most of my life. It just took a while to get all the way to the finished product here. And part of that is because of, you know, Joe Manchin. Yes, he's the majority leader in the Republican Senate. That's what he is. Anybody, would you like to argue that point, people? He says he's a Democrat and he's with 50 Republicans. He voted to put that beer-drinking Kavanaugh in, right? The molester. Hey, let's go to a party, get drunk, and molest people. Oh, my screen just went off.
I just had a realization, and it should have been a light bulb moment for me earlier. But so, are there other jobs in the world out there in society where you can get paid for not accomplishing things, for making sure nothing gets accomplished? Like how?
Well, yeah. Ask Aaron Rodgers.
How does that work?
How much did he get accomplished last week?
Oh, yeah.
4-time MVP without a touchdown.
Chuck it up on 3rd and 12 to double coverage guy. Yeah, that's great.
You know, the guy's asking for it. You know, it's not like I didn't want the Packers to win, but hey, you know.
He's getting everything he deserves, right? You know.
Sure he is. Sure he is.
Let's be
go
true.
Rogue on us. I get it.
Yeah. Anyway, how do you get paid so much for just not accomplishing anything, or basically making sure nothing gets accomplished? That's crazy to me.
Because there's too many suckers in this country. There's nothing I can do about it, man. Except, keep on keeping on.
No, I didn't look at the screen yet.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, getting back to Clyburn, which, you know, oh, yes, he was the one that told, you know, Biden that he needs to get a black woman on the Supreme Court. Well, yeah, because the progressive candidate and the people in that progressive caucus had already, you know, confirmed that it was going to be a woman of color. And so Clyburn knows how to play politics, right? Sure he does. Let's go out and defeat the progressive candidate, which would have been the best thing to happen to people of color in the history of America, right? But people want to give him credit for steering this and steering that and turning the race around and blowing cover for the DNC, who I can't stand, and they can't stand me. So it actually started with them first. I've never tried to take away from people that have less, but these guys sure do. So anyway, we're at that point, right, where if you don't understand that progressive candidates are the only thing that can save democracy and the planet, enjoy the extinction process. I mean, you don't believe in science, don't believe in math, anything like that, but you'll believe in the math that people like John Stockton and Ron Johnson, over 150 athletes have collapsed on the fields and the courts because they got vaccinated. And of course, they don't have any evidence of that because it isn't happening. I mean, do you think we wouldn't notice that if athletes were dying all over the country, falling on the court? Yeah, I'd be seeing those headlines every day. Haven't seen it once? Not once. Because it's not happening. You know, and saying that, well, Hank Aaron, you know, he's won. Hank Aaron died of old age, man. He was vaccinated, and he died shortly after being vaccinated, but he didn't die from the vaccination. Correct? Correct.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, they do things like autopsies and things, and the family and the doctors all said that's what. But hey, don't believe them. Believe them far right clowns. Like, who do we got on the phone?
Well, we got CJ, and he's got a take on Joe Manchin. He said he had to call him when you talked about Joe Manchin.
Wait a minute.
If you want his take on Joe Manchin,
it's going to start with this, and yes, you can put him on because my button's not working.
Oh,
but
okay.
Here, CJ, let me start with it. Thank God for Joe Manchin. Isn't that what you were going to say? You were going to say that first, I think, because I think I've heard you say that like 20 times on this great radio network.
I say it every time.
I know you do, because it's like watching Fox, man. They say the same thing every time.
To me, he didn't even put God into it. He went a different direction. CJ, you tell him what you said.
Well, first off, Mike, I'm sorry to hear about your friend.
Don't worry about it, man. That's my problem. You got enough problems of your own. I don't need any sympathy. I prefer empathy, okay? And I let's go on. Don't even worry about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Okay. Really, because I there's a difference between sympathy and empathy, and I don't look for sympathy from anyone.
Well, however you want to define it.
Well, I will define it. That's what my show's about. It's about defining things, CJ. It's not about repeating crap that you can't back up. Like, let me tell you this one first. Okay, so people are willing to believe, CJ, that 150 athletes have died from getting the COVID shot, but they don't believe that 8 million or, you know, 800,000 in this country have died from not getting it. Now, that's pretty good math, ain't it?
Got to follow the science, Mike. Got to follow the science.
And what is the science on this?
Well,
that you're 20 times more likely to die if you don't have the vaccination and you get infected. That's a fact. That's a scientific fact. I don't know. Where do you want to go with this? What is your science on COVID? You don't believe in it? Do you remember measles or polio? Did you not believe in those either?
Listen to you.
Yes, listen to me. Listen to me. It would help you a lot, man. You guys seem to think that you have the answers and all you have is just this nonsense that can't... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Because it's CJ's show, right?
COVID and I'm vaccinated.
So?
So I believe in the vaccine.
Oh, my God. That's one thing you believe in that I believe in. But what?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Joe Manchin is a hero because did you know he's the co-sponsor on those voting bills?
You mean those weakened vote? You mean the weakened voting bills, the ones that are going to allow for them?
The voting bills that never made it to the floor,
right? Because they were lame, dude. Why don't you go look those up, right, and read them? Come back to me and tell me what the you don't know anything, CJ. That's what's sad about you. I know you got to laugh.
Oh man, I know the filibuster still stands.
Right, and the filibuster that your buddy Mitch McConnell blew up so they could put on some clown onto the Supreme Court. You remember that one?
Red magic satin playing near two.